Well, Shabbat Shalom, another day, another God's day, Sabbath. Let's start the this right here, do a countdown. Shrink that. Put up the study. Okay. Okay, I'm on Pal Talk. And there's the study. I'm ready. Well, Shabbat Shalom. We're one of Messiah congregation, Kahal Chaba Mashiach, just a little piece of the Israel of God. Let's ask God to bless and anoint this Sabbath. Heavenly Father, Lord and God, first we ask you to always cover us in your holy blood of any sin, any blemish, any spot. Knowing we're just the dirt of the ground, we're just people here on the earth, and you're the infinite, amazing God. We thank and praise you for another Sabbath day. It's your day, Father, and we're here to be with you. May your Holy Spirit be in the midst of us. Bless the reading today. Bless, teach us something new that we didn't know. Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and the fear of God. And I thank you for the blood of Yeshua. Thank you for eternal life. Amen. Shabbat Shalom. Well, there's my website, in case you don't have it. Still running. There's my phone number if you need to talk to me. And there's my email if you need to send me an email. Today we're in Forest Crossing Boulevard, Franklin. That's where we're at. You know, we are sadly still using the Gregorian calendar from Pope Gregory from the 1500s today in the 21st century. Isn't that sad? Mm-hmm. Today happens to be January, too. And January really stands for Janus's month. Yeah, Janus is the Roman god of gates and doorways, depicted with two faces looking in opposite directions. Anyway, January had 29 days. When Julius changed it, had 31 days. I don't know. Today is January 3rd, 2026. Mm-hmm. Another year went by us. Yeah. Here we are. Jehovah has his own calendar. We are now in the 10th month of God called Tevet, and that's day 13. That's found in Esther chapter 2, verse 16. So Esther was taken unto King Ahasuerus in his house of royal in the 10th month, which is the month Tevet, in the 7th year of his reign. There it is. Today's topic, I just want to do a little talking about God created Bara Elohim and made all things, in case you're wondering. We don't believe in evolution here. That's a bunch of nonsense, evolution. In the beginning, Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heaven.
Did you say no evolution?
I said no evolution.
Okay. Sorry.
Genesis 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Amen. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Amen. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. This is before there was a sun and a moon. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. And that's what we have to do in our lives. We have to divide the light from the darkness out there in the world. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. It's an evening and a morning were the first day. God created it. By the way, I wanted to make sure you realize God starts his days in the evening. Okay? And God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." Well, we'll have to see that one day. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. Wow. And the evening and the morning were the second day. Second day. And God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together unto one place, and let the dry land appear. And it was so. God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of waters called he seas. Even though they call them oceans today, it's called seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself, upon the earth. And it was so. And guess what? The earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Amen. And the evening and the morning were the third day. Wow. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Wow. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. And he made the stars also, and there's billions of them. And God just set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth. Wow. And to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. It's good. Amen. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Huh? Yeah. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that had life, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. Amen. And we still see that today. And God created great whales and every living creature that moves, which the waters brought forth abundantly after his kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good.
What about the winged fowls?
Well, the winged fowls. Yeah, there's the winged fowls and after his kind.
They
came out of the water, looks like.
They are created.
And this is really important. God blessed them and saying, be fruitful and multiply and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And that's definitely happened. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. Amen. And God said, let the earth bring forth living creature after his kind, cattle, creeping thing, and the beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. I think the beast came from the earth there. See that? And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, cattle after their kind, everything that creeps upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Everything God does is good. And here's where we've come into the picture. God said, let us make man in our image. This is totally different than everything else that was created. We're made in the image of God, after our likeness. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. I guess God looks something like us. In the image of God created he him, male and female created he them. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish, that means fill the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of fruit tree yielding fruit seed, to you it shall be for food. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creeps upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for food. That meat is food. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good, very good. In the evening and the morning were the sixth day. Now, we'll go to Genesis 2. So the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. That's right. That's it. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested the seventh day from all his work which he had made. He didn't rest because he was tired. He rested because he was finished. And God blessed this day, the seventh day, and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. And now this is the fourth commandment. That's why we're here today, the Sabbath. Amen. These are the generations of the heavens and the earth when they were created, in the day that Jehovah God made the earth and the heavens. Amen. And every plant of the field before it was in the earth, every herb of the field before it grew. Genesis 5, so this is the book of the generation of Adam. In the day that God created man, in the likeness of God made he him. That's what Adam means, man, yeah. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. Amen. This is Genesis 6. Jehovah said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth. That's just chapter 6 already of Genesis. Both man and beast and creeping thing and fowl of the air, for repented me that I have made them. Everybody went astray from God there. Horrible. Deuteronomy 4. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that God created man upon the earth. And ask from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there had been any such thing as this great thing is, or had been heard like it. These are just verses I just put in here that's had the word created, by the way. Psalm 89, verse 12. The north and the south you have created. God created the north and the south. Tabor and Hermon shall rejoice in your name. Amen. Psalm 102. This shall be written for the generation to come, and the people shall be created, shall praise you. Praise Yah. Amen. Psalm 104, verse 30. You said, you sent forth your spirit, they were created, and you renewed the face of the earth. That's what God does all the time. He does everything good. Psalm 148. Let them praise the name of Jehovah, for he commanded and they were created. He commanded and they were created. We don't need evolution again. Here's the book of Isaiah. They shall, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of Jehovah had done this and the Holy One of Israel had created it. Amen. Thus said Jehovah, said God Jehovah, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which comes out of it, he that gives breath unto the people and life to them that walk in therein. I, Jehovah, have called you in righteousness and will hold your hand and will keep you and give you for a covenant of the people and for a light of the Gentiles. Amen. To open the blind eyes, to bring out of prison from the prison and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. This is Yeshua, the Word of God. I am Jehovah, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. God hates graven images. I think that's commandment number two. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before the day they spring forth, I tell you of them. God can tell you the future. Isaiah again. But now, thus said Jehovah that created you, O Jacob, and he that formed you, O Israel. Fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by your name. You are mine. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Amen. I thank God he made us and formed us, and we could serve him. I am Jehovah. Beside me there is no Savior. He is God and the Savior and the King. He says, I have declared and I have saved. I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore you are my witnesses, said Jehovah, that I am God. Amen. Yea, before the day was, I am he. He says, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? That's right. Who's going to stop God? Nobody. God says, I create light. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, Jehovah, do all these things. A lot of evil out there. Drop down, you heavens, from above, and let the skies pour down righteousness. Let the earth open, and let them bring forth salvation. Let righteousness spring up together. I, Jehovah, have created it. Amen. I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their host have I commanded. Just think, God knows all the galaxies out there and everything out there, all the stars, he can name them. For thus said Jehovah that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. That's why this place is inhabited. I am Jehovah, and there's none else. Ain od. There's none else. Isaiah, behold, I have created the smith that blows the coals in the fire, and that brings forth an instrument for his work, and I have created the waster to destroy. Amen. He says, I created the fruit of the lips. Peace, shalom, peace to him that is far off and to him that is near, said Jehovah, and I will heal him. Amen. For behold, I create new heavens. One day there will be new heavens and a new earth. The former shall not be remembered nor come into mind, and I'm happy for that. Amen. Be you glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing and her people a joy. Hallelujah. Amen. That's going to happen one day. Here's a little bit about the devil, Satan, the old serpent, I like to call him. Ezekiel 28. He's been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was his covering, the sardis, topaz, and the diamond. The beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, and the sapphire, and the emerald, and the carbuncle, and the gold, and the workmanship of your tabrets and of your pipes were prepared in the day that you were created, that you devil, you're just a created being. You were perfect in your ways from the day that you were created until sin, iniquity was found in you, and he was kicked right out of heaven. He was cast out like lightning, Yeshua said. Here's something about God and Amos. For lo, he that formed the mountains and created the wind and declares unto man what is his thought, that makes the morning darkness and threads upon the high places of the earth, Jehovah, The God of hosts is his name, in case you didn't know. Malachi 2:10. Have we not all one Father? Had not one God created us? That's right. Amen. Here's some verses in the Gospels and letters. Here's Mark 13. For in those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the creation, which God created unto this time, neither shall be. That's one verse. Paul tells the Ephesians, he says, to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world had been hidden God, who created all things by Yeshua the Messiah. That's the word of God. He created everything by Yeshua the Messiah. Ephesians 4, and that you put on the new man, the new woman, after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's what we're supposed to be, righteousness and true holiness. Paul tells the Colossians, for by him were all things created, by the word of God, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. Wow. Just think of how amazingly, can't even imagine God's intellect, his powers beyond imagination. He is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in Yeshua, the Word, should all fullness dwell. And Colossians again, having put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. We have to always make sure we remember all these verses. Timothy, Paul tells Timothy, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats, which God had created to be received. Paul tells Timothy, forbidding to marry, and some people were forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods, which God had created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. Here's Revelation 4:11. You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for you have created all things, that's all things, for your pleasure they are and were created. Amen. Just think, God created everything we can even see, from the things we could see down to the nano, down to the things we can't see. Yeah. And swear by him that lives forever and ever, amen, who created heaven, we swear by God, and the things that therein are, and the earth, and the things that therein are, and the sea, and the things that are therein, that there should be time no longer one day. One day, there'll be no time, will be running out. Not today, but he's the creator. I am Jehovah, your Holy One, the creator of Israel, your King. He's the King. Amen. Romans, they who change the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who's blessed forever. Amen. Isn't that terrible? Horrible. Brother Peter says, Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. You have to remember, God is the creator of everything. Ecclesiastes says, remember your creator in the days of your youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when you shall say, I have no pleasure in them. That's right. You've got to remember your creator. Let's hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments. This is the whole duty of mankind. The whole duty, yes. Just think, most people don't even keep God's fourth commandment today. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen. Isaiah 40, comfort you. Comfort you, my people, said your God. Speak you comfortably to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished and that her iniquity is pardoned. She had received of Jehovah's hand double for all her sins. Wow, double. The voice of him that cries in the wilderness. John the Baptist, prepare ye the way of Jehovah. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Amen. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of Jehovah shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of Jehovah hath spoken it. Amen. You know, the voice said, cry. And he said, what shall I cry? All flesh is as is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. That's right. That's the way we are. The grass withers and the flower fades because the Spirit of Jehovah blows upon it. Surely the people is grass. We're nothing to God, you know. The grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God shall stand forever and ever and ever. Amen. O Zion that brings good tidings, get you up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that brings good tidings, lift up your voice with strength. Lift it up. Be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Amen. Behold, the Lord Jehovah will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. That's the Messiah. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. Amen. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Amen. That's the way the Messiah is. God is the one who measured the waters in the hollow of his hand. Just think all the oceans he could put in his hand and meted out the heaven with a span. You know the heavens that are so infinite? He just went like that and he spread it out the heavens and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure. Could you imagine all the dust in the earth he could measure? And weighs the mountains in scales and the hills in a balance. That's God. Who had directed the Spirit of Jehovah, being his counselor, had taught him? Nobody. No one can teach God. With whom took he counsel, and who instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Who did that? Nobody. I love this verse. Behold, the nations, all the nations out there, are as a drop in a bucket, and are counted as a small dust of the balance. Behold, he takes up the isles as a very little thing. In the Bible, Lebanon had all these amazing trees. He said, Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. That's right. All the nations before him are as nothing. They counted him less than nothing and vanity. Wow. To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare unto him? The workman melts a graven image, and the goldsmith spreads it over with gold and casts silver chains. He's making himself an idol. He that is so impoverished that he had no oblation chooses a tree that will not rot. He seeks unto him a cunning workman to prepare a graven image that shall not be moved. Have you not known? Have you not heard? Had it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It's He that sits upon the circle of the earth. It's not flat, it's a circle. And the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers, that stretches out the heavens as a curtain and spreads them out as a tent to dwell in. Wow. Talk about His power. That brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth. And He shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither. And the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. Wow. Again, to whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal? Said the Holy One. He's the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who had created these things. There brings out their host by number. Check this out. He calls them all by names. He calls everything out in the universe by names, by the greatness of His might. For that He is strong in power, not one fails. Amen. Do you think God can name all the stars? He can name all the galaxies. Why say you, O Jacob, and speak, O Israel? Why do you say, my way is hid from Jehovah, and my judgment is passed from my God? Again, have you not known? Have you not heard that the everlasting God, Jehovah, the creator of the ends of the earth, faints not, neither is weary? He's never tired or weary. There's no searching of His understanding. You know, my wife and I were looking at some videos about, you know, DNA and all that stuff. It's incredible what God had done. Even the people that study it, they don't even understand the beginnings of it. He gives power to the faint, and to them that have no might, He increases strength. I thank God for that. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon Jehovah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, and they shall not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. So, this is not a long study today, but I hope you got something out of it. And I hope you don't believe in evolution anymore. It's a bunch of nonsense. Darwin can go take a... He's dead, but, you know, he's finished. But anyway, in closing today, God created all. Be safe out there. May God bless you all. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. And before I pray, I thank God for every one of you. And I thank God that we're all here today on God's holy day. And may God bless you today and always be with you in Yeshua's name. Amen. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. I'll stop the audio, the video. Shabbat Shalom. And then I'll shrink that, I hope. And then I'll stop the audio. God bless you, everybody. Shabbat Shalom.